USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A dangerous snowstorm is moving through the nation's midsection on a path that started in Colorado on Monday and is set to end up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula by Wednesday. And the busiest travel day of the year is right in the middle. Weather Service forecaster Jim Hayes.
This storm has already produced as much as 31 inches of snow in Estes Park, Colorado. That snow band is now moving out into the central plains, affecting portions of Kansas and Nebraska. They'll move through Iowa, up through Minnesota and Wisconsin during the overnight into Wednesday morning.
At least one death is already blamed on the weather. Parts of the east, from the mid-Atlantic to New England, are expected to see heavy rain along with gusty winds. That could cancel out the huge balloons planned for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 55 points, the S&P 500 up 7, and the NASDAQ up 15. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
At least 600 firefighters are battling the Southern California wildfire that's burned nearly 10 square miles near Santa Barbara. Las Padres National Forest Fire Chief Jim Harris says the firefighters are facing tough conditions.
It's just a really hard, difficult piece of country to fight fire in, and the weather is some of the most extreme anywhere around.
Some of the people who evacuated are being allowed to return. Rainy weather could douse the fire. The House Judiciary Committee is taking the impeachment probe to the next stage and has scheduled its first hearing for December 4th. There will be additional hearings after that, and then articles of impeachment would be drafted by the Judiciary Committee. The impeachment articles will detail all of the things found during the inquiry. The Judiciary Committee will then vote on the articles. Then after that, it will go to the full House to be considered. The President or his counsel have been invited to the hearing and have until Sunday to reply. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The president made a trip to the Rose Garden for a Thanksgiving tradition. He was scheduled to pardon not one, but two turkeys named Bread and Butter.
Thankfully, Bread and Butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
After the speech, he went over and pardoned Butter, but then left and forgot to pardon Bread.
Butter, I wish you a lot of luck. I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon.
A long-standing charitable organization is keeping up with the times. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
People who no longer carry cash can still make donations to the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign. The organization's introduced what's called Kettle Pay this giving season. It lets donors use their smartphones to use Apple Pay or Google Pay. Over the past 5 years, donations to the Red Kettle campaign have slipped considerably because more and more people simply don't carry cash. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.